Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 28th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Robinhood lets AI trade. YouTube auto-labels AI videos. China upgrades camera network. Spotify adds magazine narration. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Robinhood now lets customers link third-party AI agents, such as Anthropic's Claude or Cursor, to a separate investment account via the Model Context Protocol. The agent can read account value, buying power, positions, balances, and order history, and can buy and sell stocks autonomously. The beta covers stocks only. Options, crypto, and event contracts are scheduled later. Users receive a push notification for each trade and can disconnect the agent, but remain legally responsible for trades. Agents can also use a virtual Robinhood credit card with spending limits and without access to the real card number. FINRA warns of risks and urges broker controls. YouTube will automatically detect and label photorealistic or heavily AI-altered videos from May 2026. Labels appear under the player for videos and as overlays in shorts. If creators omit disclosure but the system detects strong photorealistic generation, a label will be applied. Creators can correct errors in YouTube Studio. Exceptions include content made with YouTube tools like Veo or DreamScreen, or with C2PA metadata. YouTube says labels will not affect recommendations or monetization. It has labeled AI content since 2024 and opens likeness detection to creators aged 18. This follows a late last year investigation finding growing low-quality, sometimes political AI content elsewhere.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy. But does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com.
China is upgrading its nationwide camera network with on-device computer vision and language models, equipping cameras from Hikvision and Huawei. Police can search video by text prompts, and systems can flag erratic driving, crowds, unauthorized entry, or suicidal behavior. Some local projects plan 175 HD cameras with video analysis, while others replace servers with local AI processing. The upgrade follows a directive from Minister Wang Xiaohong in 2024, after violent incidents experts link to pandemic lockdowns and economic strain. Rights groups warn this expands authorities' capacity to monitor behavior at scale. Anthropic warns closing the compute gap by 2028 could enable scaling. Spotify now reads long magazine articles aloud, adding more than 650 English pieces from titles such as Rolling Stone, The Atlantic, Vogue, Variety, Billboard, GQ, Wired, and Vanity Fair to its audiobook library. The feature is available only in regions where audiobooks are offered and is included in Spotify Premium. Free users may buy individual pieces for $1.99. Spotify will use a mix of human and digital narration, and digitally narrated sections will be clearly labeled. The company presents this as a way to get listeners comfortable with longer spoken content and to give publishers another distribution channel. Revenue sharing and German language availability remain unclear.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.